Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, stranger, danger, podcast turn five. Yeah, stranger, danger, podcast turn five. Yeah.
Stranger Danger.
Happy anniversary, Stranger Danger.
Now tell everyone how cool and handsome I am.
He's super cool and handsome.
Keep watching Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
He got his good looks from his dad.
Oh, that gives away to that.
He's a shop dude.
All right. Aha. He just hit me. He hit me. Three, four, five. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, greetings, stranger friends everywhere, and welcome to a very special episode of Stranger Danger. Today, September 1st, 2022, marks the five-year anniversary of Stranger Danger. Yes, I started this podcast, on this day in 2017. But it actually isn't the first time I podcasted about Stranger Things. I want to take you back all the way to the year 2016 and the podcast Geek Mentality. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Hey there, everybody. It's been a while. Since June, I really haven't done a podcast at all this month. I did 30 last month in 30 days. Thank you guys for listening. But I wanted to do a recording really quick just to kind of talk a few minutes about something that I just needed to talk about, and that's Stranger Things on Netflix. This is one of those shows that I basically became obsessed with. I was sick at home one day. It was on my queue. I was waiting for the right time to finally watch the show. And I was sick at home, and I just went crazy, watched 5 episodes in one day, 2 episodes the next day. Then I was traveling. Took me a little while. Finally, last night, I watched the final episode. I can't say enough positive things about this show. If you aren't aware of it, which if you're a Netflix person, you have to be aware of it. It is basically a show about weird things. There's something going on with this little boy goes missing. This strange girl shows up. She seems to have some kind of power. There's this military complex that seems to be involved. And it also, it's set in the early 80s. Everything just feels like 80s. It focuses around a group of kids that are out there to try to save their friend and solve what's going on. It's got a very Spielbergian feel. It reminds me some moments of E.T. Reminds me some moments of some Stephen King stuff. I can't say enough great things about it. And maybe it's because, you know, that I was a kid during this time. I was about 7 years old when this movie set. Maybe it's the fact that I'm just a sucker for any kind of show or movie where it focuses around a group of kids trying to solve something or fix something or save something. Always love that. Winona Ryder's in it. She's fantastic. Matthew Modine is in it. He's fantastic. I can't say, and it's just weird. They don't worry about playing it safe with going weird. It goes weird and strange. Some awesome music. Even the opening credits are short and sweet, and the way the font is done just reminds me of Stephen King. It might be the greatest thing that I've ever seen on Netflix. It might be my favorite thing that I've seen on Netflix. And I'm finally starting to watch Daredevil Season 2. I'm catching up on Netflix things, but this came out on the 15th, and I had to watch it right away. They set it up. They kind of ended it nicely, but also set it up that there can be more, so hopefully we'll see a second season. I am not familiar with the guys who created it, the Duffer Brothers, but my God, I am now fans of theirs forever. And really, I've only talked almost 3 minutes, and this is just a short and sweet episode. There's 8 episodes of this show, and each one's almost about an hour long. Please, go watch this. Please tell me what you think. If you like it, if you hate it, I can't imagine anyone would dislike the show. That's how much I enjoyed this show. I posted on Facebook right away, just awesome. And after a couple, when I actually watch a show and something happens and I say awesome out loud to myself, I know that I found a show that's for me. I've got my parents into watching it. The more people that watch it, the better, because it was so friggin' terrific. That's all I wanted to say. Watch Stranger Things. Watch Stranger Things. Watch Stranger Things. This is Mike. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. Find us on iTunes, Geek Mentality. And of course, you can always check out the website, which is fansnotexperts.com. Bravo, Netflix. Bravo, Duffer Brothers. You guys have brought something that has really been one of the best things I've seen in years on television. I have nothing bad to say about it. Friggin' awesome. All right, that's it. I'm done. See you later.
Looking back at that, which is now, that's 6 years ago. That is just, I listening to that going, wow, I really loved this show right from the beginning. But it took another year for me to decide, I want to do a podcast about this. And even then, it was very different from the show you have today. First of all, it was on two different feeds. It was originally on my Geek Mentality podcast, and then as well, it was posted in its own feed called Stranger Danger. Why am I explaining this to you now? Let's go back to 2017 and let 2017 version of Mike explain this to you. Okay. It's 9 o'clock at night. I'm walking the streets alone. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little creepy. So I thought, why not now take a moment to introduce this new podcast, a brand new podcast to the Fans Not Experts family. In association with Geek Mentality, this is Stranger Danger. What is Stranger Danger? This is, I just told you. Coming September 1st is a brand new podcast, part of Geek Mentality. It'll still be on the Geek Mentality feed, so if you subscribe to Geek Mentality, you will get this podcast. But also, it'll have its own feed where you can subscribe just to it. It's a podcast dedicated to the fantastic Netflix show Stranger Things. Stranger Things took the world by storm when it premiered, was it last May? And now, it's coming back. It's coming back just in time for Halloween season. Well, actually, towards the end of Halloween. It's coming back right at the end of October. And that's what leads me to September 1st. September 1st is exactly 9 weeks before Stranger Things Season 2, or Stranger Things 2, premieres on Netflix. And there are 8 episodes of season 1. So starting on September 1st, I'm going to go through each episode of Stranger Things every Friday, every week, up until the premiere of Stranger Things season 2. Wow, Mike, it's great going back down memory lane. Yeah, not only was the show different because it was on two feeds for the first two seasons, I think. Yeah, for the first two seasons. It was also just a different show. I don't even, if you go back and listen to those early episodes, or if you started at those early episodes and you thought, this is what people like, and then you get to like, oh, now he does two-hour episodes where he meticulously goes through every moment on screen. Back then, it was like I kind of recapped it. I took some notes. Took me maybe 20, 30 minutes to record sometimes. And maybe I put an opening clip, but that's about it. It wasn't much. It was very different than what it kind of turned into. And I think it started turning into that a little bit more in season 2 and then big time in season 3. I think there was so much time in between 2 and 3 because I did 1 and 2 right back to back. That, you know, once 3 got there, I just kind of, I don't know, I shifted how I did the show, and that's where it's gone ever since. And I think it's funny because even the show itself, even though it went through some changes, it also kind of had some real downtime. You know, when I started it, I did the first episode. I started doing it every week. Then it was like, I know there was some time in there where I couldn't do it as much, just dealing with like, you know, outside life stuff. And then I did the second one, started the third one, and I was like, wow, this is a lot of work. And I took a week off, and then another week happened, and then another week happened. And I realized, wow, I guess I don't do the podcast anymore. And I remember looking, it's been like, it's gone through so many different hosting services too. I mean, nowadays there are a lot of free tools out there that allow you to create, produce, distribute a podcast for free. But when I started this, there really wasn't anything. Years ago, there was like a freepodcast.com, and I would use that all the time to make anything, and they went out of business pretty quickly. So what I used to do was I would create a blogger blog, or I would do it on WordPress, where I would make a blog, take the audio that I produced, put it up on archive.org. If you've used archive.org, yeah, everyone like loves the Wayback Machine. You can look at old websites, but you can just upload stuff too. I have like, there's old episodes of Stranger Danger up there. They got moved when I moved everything to Anchor, but they're still there. That's actually where I got the original like 2017 clip of the show, because I replaced that recently and I couldn't find the MP3. It's still up on archive.org. So you could do that for free, link that to your blog. I would put it on a feed burner feed and then send it to Apple, send it to Spotify. And that's kind of how everything was done manually, but everything was free, which was fun. Then I switched everything. I found Anchor, switched everything there. But in the meantime of that is when I looked at the feed burner numbers and I was like, oh my God, people actually listen to this? Not saying like, I can't believe there's people actually listening to this. I'm saying I've made so many things over the years for fun that, you know, not many people listen to. And I was like, wow, people are actually finding this show. What am I doing? I need to get this back going. This is silly. And there was, I think we were, it was like 2019, 8 months into 2020. I thought, oh my goodness, I need to like really focus on this. And I moved everything over to Anchor, which is like the free podcasting tool that's out there, and finished off season 3, started the book club, started just kind of really respecting the show, respecting the podcast, and trying to, you know, show appreciation to everyone who's found the show. And that's when it went from Anchor. That's when people at Minute Media approached me to move to their service. I've moved to them since then. That's why you probably hear more ads now on the show. And even moving to Minute Media, we've gone from one service, which was like Omni Studio, to another service in the last month called Red Circle, which I think has a free podcasting option if people ever want to make their own podcast, redcircle.com. So it's just been... it's been a wild, wild adventure over the last 5 years, where I regret those downtimes where if you look at the span in between some episodes, you're like, wow, there was really nothing for a while. And it could have done so much more, but that's the past. And what I love now is doing these bonus episodes, doing the book club. I have those other, you know, the cast and character project that I want to work on. And I love just connecting with the fans of the show, of Stranger Things, the listeners of the show. I guess you could say fans of the show. I don't like saying I have fans. I have listeners who love Stranger Things as much as I love Stranger Things, and maybe even more. And I am just, again, blown away that for 5 years I've been doing this, and it's really more popular now than ever. And all I can really, that credit goes to the power of Stranger Things. I mean, it's the biggest show in the world this year, and that really goes a long way. But there are a lot of Stranger Things podcasts out there, and the fact that I'm one of the ones you've chosen to listen to does not get overlooked. And I appreciate it so much. 5 years of a podcast. Now, who knows? Who knows how long we could take this? We know we have another season of Stranger Things. We know we have other things coming in the Stranger Things world. So as long as there is breath in my lungs, and as long as there is Stranger Things content to talk about, then pardon my language, but gosh darn it, I'm gonna talk about it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Stranger Things News. From the Stranger Danger News Center, here's Mikey C.
Thanks, Mikey. Welcome to the Stranger Danger News Center, where basically I go to Google News, I type in Stranger Things, and I see what's going on. One of the headlines the last couple days is from people are commenting and about a Rolling Stone article, which you have to pay to read. So I didn't read it, but basically it is, to me, just reading the paragraph, it's about this, it's really toxic fandom and how it's reached Stranger Things. I think someone was posting songs on TikTok about Stranger Things. I mean, who would do such a thing? Me, this guy right here. I think people were commenting about, these new Stranger Things fans. I went to, if you search Stranger Things, it pops up in giantfreakingrobot.com, which is a website. I'll just read the paragraph. There is no pop culture franchise that will not eventually be hated by its own fans. As Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin recently expressed, it seems that no one despises a series these days as much as the people who claim to love it, and more importantly, claim ownership over it. Come on, guys. This time has now come for Stranger Things. Apparently, according to a new article in Rolling Stone, a rising wave of fan backlash against Stranger Things is taking place on the popular social media app TikTok. As can sadly be predicted, it pretty much has to do with longtime fans of the show disliking the other people also like the thing, dislike that other people also like the thing that they like, but not for the things they themselves like it, not for the same reasons. Yeah, it was like, I think somebody was putting up, it says specifically, it seems to be a sizable contingent of fans who do not care for the outpouring of fan love for season 4's breakout character, Eddie Munson, blah, blah, blah. I am not going to like even give these jerk faces the time of day. Guess what? If you love Stranger Things, awesome. If you love Eddie Munson, awesome. If you don't like Eddie Munson, awesome. I don't know what's wrong with you, but good for you. Stay away from me. It's all like, I don't know if anyone out there is a wrestling fan, but people are just like constantly like complaining and ripping fans who watch one thing but not another thing, and ripping the shows if you watch one thing or another thing. And it's like, as much as the internet has drawn all of us closer together, it's also showed that there's just a lot of a-holes out there who just want to complain and just be like, you don't like this for this reason, and this, you're just ruining it. Sorry, jerks, but the only people that are ruining it are you. In fact, you know what? You're not even ruining it. Go take your sad, complaining self, go away and enjoy it over there, because we don't have time for you. You like what I did there? I kind of did like the movie trailer guy. In a world where jerks are complaining that fans don't like things the way they like them. There is another thing in the news that popped up, is that Stranger Things, there's a selfie the big thing was like in the headlines, selfie are driving fans crazy, goo goo gaga over the fact that there were a selfie of two Stranger Things characters having a mini reunion. And actress Grace Van Deen, who we all know as Chrissy, posed together in a selfie that Grace posted on Twitter, which has like 185,000 likes. I'm going to give it one extra like, just seeing it now. And I'm sure lots of people commented on it. But you notice sometimes that articles are like, someone posted something and all these people commented on it. That's the article. Not a huge a Stranger Things news story, but it still had to do with Stranger Things, so I wanted to share it with you. And now for an actual news story that I think is quite interesting. Jamie Campbell Bauer, we know him as Vecchi, my friend Vecchi. He recently did an article, an interview with NME.com. Hey, that says enemy. I think I just got that. He put out some music recently, and he talks about a few different things in the article. I'll post a link to the full article, but there were a couple things that stood out that I wanted to highlight. In the article, it says, although Bauer doesn't know what will happen when Vecna returns in season 5, Stranger Things' final run, he does have his own ideas. He says, I think Vecna and Will have a connection that's yet to be explored. I don't know why I tried to do the accent there. Explored, he muses. As a fan, I'd be interested to see more of that. So that's really just him speculating. But really, when you think about it, there is this Will-Vecna connection that we didn't know. We always thought it was the Mind Flayer. We always thought, you know, that it was the Demogorgon. But it was always Vecna, working through these minions of him, of his. And, you know, Will didn't have a ton to do in 4. You know, he had an emotional story, a very good story, but there is, and you know, kind of his urging Mike to be the heart and, you know, showing how this, keeping this group together. But it would be, it makes a lot of sense that Stranger Things 5 would have a huge, moment for Will. Another thing in the article, he says, the article says, at the end of season 4, Vecna is defeated by Eleven, but you get the sense that there is, that it's very much only temporary, and with a lot more chaos to come from him yet. And Jamie says he's pissed. He's properly vexed that I can't do the, I'm not going to do his accent, but I'm doing it. And then he grins. He goes, I don't think he's slunk off licking his wounds in misery. He's rebuilding. He's out for blood. It's like you've really effing pushed the button. Now that classic Jason Voorhees thing, you've made a big mistake. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who Jason Voorhees is, I'm about to spoil 13 movies for you. The entire Friday the 13th history. I'm going to try to do that right now. Because Jason Voorhees is, it says here, the hockey masked killer from Friday the 13th. If you don't know, that's who Jason is. Friday the 13th. Classic 80s horror that became 90s horror that became 2000s horror. And I think there's about 13 movies, but let me see if I can. I'm going to give you an explanation of what he means, because Jason, you think, dies and always comes back. That's the thing. So I'm going to spoil it. If you haven't seen these movies, some of these movies are over 40 years old. You can fast forward maybe 5 minutes. Friday the 13th, one spoiler alert, Jason's not the killer. He is in it for really only as like they talk about him. And then at the end, he's the little boy who jumps out of the lake and scares the hell out of the girl. There, I spoiled it. Part two, that girl who got away somehow, they're like, what about the little boy? Ma'am, we didn't find any little boy. Part two, Jason Voorhees is now grown up. I don't know the timeline. He's probably a teenager at this point. And he goes after this girl. And then he becomes kind of the Crystal Lake killer. But he wears a bag on his head. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the hockey mask famous for Jason Voorhees was not until Friday the 13th, part 3, where in Friday the 13th, part 3, it was in 3D, so there was lots of 3D good whatnot. And this, I think at the end, the final girl gets away and kills Jason Voorhees. I don't know if we see him move a little bit. But then we get Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, the final chapter, starring everyone's favorite Goonie, Corey Feldman, which at the end, Jason Voorhees is killed. The end. Friday the 13th, part 5 comes. It's not even Jason. It's a copycat killer. Boom. Friday the 13th, part 6, the character that was in the Tommy Jarvis, who was Corey Feldman in the first one and someone else in the second one, and then the guy from Return of the Living Dead in the third one. He goes out there with a Horshack from Welcome Back Audit. Yes, it is the same actor. And Jason's dead. He's buried. But he's like, I got to see for myself that he's dead and buried. So he digs it up. He digs him up and he stabs him with a pole. The pole then gets struck by lightning and he comes back to life. Now I'm already at part 6 pretty quickly. He comes back to life in this movie. This part 6 is a fantastic movie. It's really silly and funny and goofy. And at the end of that, they trap him in Crystal Lake. He's tied to the bottom by a rock around his neck. I'm going from memory, so I think so. I don't know what this has to do with Stranger Things, but I just thought I'd go off on a fun tangent. Hey, it's my 5th birthday, so bear with me. So at the end of part 6, his eye opens up and the movie ends with a fantastic Alice Cooper song. Key, 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 ah, ah. Oh, cause he's back. He's the man behind the mask. And part 7 is like a Carrie version, like a girl with psychiatric powers, like telekinesis and all that stuff. She can move things. Ooh, she can move things with her mind. Yes, long before Eleven fought Vecna, in Friday the 13th, part 7, I can barely say it, Jason Voorhees fought a young woman with psychic abilities. Pretty awesome. There's your Stranger Things connection, folks. Now, he ends up coming out of the lake. I forget how he gets awakened. I think the lake got struck by lightning. Someone moved a power cord and literally electricity came in and woke him up. That might have been part 8. Where I forget how he came alive in part 7. Oh, I know. I think she used her powers to try to bring her dad, who died in this lake, back from the dead. But instead, she brought Jason back from the dead. He goes crazy, kills a bunch of people. She kills him at the end. But somehow she psychically brings her dad out of the water at the end to pull Jason down into the water. I guess killing him again. Part 8 comes around. That's Jason Takes Manhattan. So we went from Jason... the movie's final chapter, New Beginning, Jason Lives. What is part 7? The New Blood? No, that's... I forget. It might have been The New Blood. Yeah, okay. And then part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan. That's when I think a power cord in the water wakes him up. Somehow Crystal Lake, you can get from Crystal Lake to Manhattan on a boat. I don't know how that happens. Most of it takes place on a boat. That, and then at the end of that, he dies, but like, toxic waste turns him into a boy, I think. And then we have Jason Goes to Hell, which makes no sense. It's all about like this psychic curse of the curse of the Voorhees. And it goes from one thing to the next until finally we get Jason at the end. His hockey mask gets pulled into hell from Freddy's glove. And it's my birthday. It's Stranger Things' birthday. So it's not my birthday, but it's Stranger Things' birthday. I did have a birthday a couple weeks ago, though. So bear with me, folks. And then he, what happens at the end of part 8? Oh, at the end of part 9, they kind of ignore that. And then we go to Jason So Freddy's glove pulls his head down, you know, his mask down into the sand, kind of a teaser for a couple of years later. Then we go to Jason X, which is in the future. Jason gets woken up by scientists, gets brought aboard a spaceship, gets upgraded to have like a metal face. Yes, all of this is true. And then at the end of Jason X, he gets these characters ride him, his body back into orbit, and he gets back to Earth by basically falling out of the sky. And these two teens go, look, a falling star. Let's go see it. And they obviously they're going to go get killed by Jason. Then we get Freddy versus Jason. That would be 11, right? Which at the end, Jason pretty much won. Then we get the remake. The remake with Sam Winchester, which I saw in the theater, to believe it or not, which was okay. So that's it. There's 12 Friday the 13th movies. And anyway, yeah. Jamie Campbell Bauer compared Vecna to Jason Voorhees. Boom, I brought it back to Stranger Things. I just wanted to mention that. I'm sorry. I was thinking about that going, I should go off on a tangent and see if I can recount the world of Friday the 13th. And I tried. I tried my gosh darndest. And that's, well, I don't know if that's all the news, but that's all the news I'm looking at. Want to talk about a couple emails that I got in. Alan emailed me and said that he had an idea for a book club, a future book club. And I might have mentioned this before, but he sent a screenshot of the Stranger Things field guide, everything you need to know about the weird, wonderful, and terrifying world of Hawkins and the Upside Down. It's from 2018, so I feel like we've learned a lot since then. But that is something I would like to look at someday. I'm going to have to check that out. There's some used ones I might get because they look pretty reasonably priced. Alan, I think I'm going to check this out. We have time. Also want to give a shout out to an Apple podcast review. This came in on the 13th. And I don't think I mentioned it on the last episode. It's from Watermelon. I think I'm saying that right. 5-star review. Thank you so much, Water. I'm saying water because it's 2 T's and I'm trying to pronounce it. Watermelon. But the review is great, simple, and to the point. Best pod ever. I love this podcast. Thank you so much. I love you right back. Folks, if you want me to read your iTunes podcast, Apple podcast review, I should do it in the movie trailer voice. From Watermelon, best pod ever. I love this podcast. One man. Okay, that part I made up. But you can too if you listen on Apple podcasts. Or even if you don't, if you have, you can go into iTunes and leave a review. It's I always love seeing it. I love it. I love it so much. You know what also I love? I love voicemail.
Hello again. It's me, Alan. Yes, the Alan from TikTok. I heard it. And I have a big question. I'm making a Stranger Things t-shirt, and I have 3 ideas, but I don't know which one to choose. Please help me with this. It's either a Palace Arcade logo from Stranger Things Season 2, because I love arcades, duh. And then there is the regular Stranger Things logo, red with the lines. I could do Stranger Danger, that's option number 2 and 3, basically. And then number 4 for Stranger Things 4, and maybe 5, it's Vecna's large hand, and it says, next to it, well, behind it, it says 4, like Stranger Things 4. And then next to the hand, it says, it's time. That's basically it. Please help me with this. I would love to have your opinion. because you're my favorite podcast. That's basically it. Again, yes, it's me from TikTok and from the podcast. Sorry, I can't go on TikTok a lot anymore. My mom said not anymore. And I'm going back to school. So, yeah. Bye.
Double Allen, an email and a voicemail. First of all, yeah, I haven't gone on TikTok all that much either, Allen. I did. I think the last thing was I posted the contest winner song. And it's funny, my niece, she is 12 and she's watching Stranger Things. But I don't. She loves TikTok, but she gets her phone taken away from her. I don't know if it's for just like talking back to her parents or whatever. But I know sometimes she's on, sometimes she's not on. Just listen to whatever your parents say. They don't want you on TikTok. Stay off TikTok. If my parents told me to get off TikTok, I would get off TikTok. By the way, you've heard my parents. For the first time ever, Ma and Pa Stranger Thing, Stranger Danger, were featured on the show at the beginning. Those were my actual living, breathing parents, along with my 10-year-old nephew and the 12-year-old niece that I have featured on this show multiple times. The one who is now finally addicted to Stranger Things. Now, to answer your first question, the shirt, to me, I say go with the Vecna hand. That sounds cool. I feel like I've seen the arcade logo. I've seen the Stranger Danger logo on shirts somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where. The Stranger Things logo, you can always, actually, if you can make all three, they'd all be awesome. But if you were only to choose one, I would say choose the Vecna hand with the "It's Time." I think that would be the way to go. And you can't say "It's Time." You have to. If you're listening to this right now, everyone all over the world, say it with me, but say it the right way. It's time. What do you mean that was the only voicemail? I thought I had more than that. It was just my friend Alan? Oh. You know what's funny? I really thought there was more voicemail. I was checking my email. Turns out, no. I got just another regular email. This is from Isaac. Hi, Mike. I'm a big fan of your podcast and just wanted to say thank you for such an amazing podcast. I love hearing your theories on Stranger Things and cannot wait for more content. I wanted to ask, what do you think will be the story of the spin-off series? The Duffers have said it's a very different story and different characters. Only Finn Wolfhard, who plays Mike, guessed the story, and the Duffers were surprised. I would love to hear your thoughts. Also, do you think the cloud at the end of season 4 was the Mind Flayer Vecna entering Hawkins, and will Eddie come back? Oh my goodness, so many great questions. Who knows? Love to hear your thoughts, and thank you. Thanks for the podcast. And I'm going to say it just the way it's typed. Bye! So, Isaac, to answer your first question, the spinoff, it's funny. I would love to see something like not in the 50s, not in the 60s, like Civil War or Pilgrim Times, like really old, something very much, not like, you know, quite like a Game of Thrones type show, but almost in that, if it was real, in that era of like, you know, knights and things like that, really old, but with a gate and some monsters. Now, we won't get, see, before Vecna, it was just the cloud of like the dust, the swirly whirly dust, the particles. Maybe there's something with the particles in the past. I'd like to see something in the past. I don't want to see just something else. I'm not sure I want to see something in modern time or even like, you know, 90s, 2000s. I would like to see something really old. That would be cool. Or, you know, like World War II, even something like that. Not as old as I originally thought, but something like that would be rad. It would be rad. Also, do you think the cloud at the end of season 4 was the Mind Flayer Vecna entering Hawkins? Yes, I do. I believe that the Upside Down is like seeping through and coming to Hawkins. And I think the cloud, well, maybe it's not the Mind Flayer specifically, but it represents that, like, I feel like monsters are just going to start piling through, and it's going to be all out insanity. And will Eddie come back? You know, we never saw what happened to Eddie's body. We can only assume that Dustin had to run, and he's still there. There's been all these theories of him coming back, the vampire theories, based on Dungeons and Dragons. You know what? I don't want to say, oh, geez, if they did that, it would be... Because you know what? The Duffer Brothers have proved? They've shown time and time again that whatever they do, they figure out a cool way to do it. So, I personally don't think he will come back, unfortunately. I don't, like... think in my heart of hearts he's coming back, but gosh darn it, I'd love to see him come back. I would love to see it. And the other email I got was from Jax, but the email didn't come through right. Just the subject said, I love your podcast, from Jax, and my band lab name is Jax Loves, and then it got cut off. But Jax, thank you for the email, and thank you so much for listening. And I think that's it. You know, I just really, what today was about was just I wanted to play the voicemail that I got, read some of the emails, thank people for listening, and just kind of celebrate that this podcast is now 5 years old. I have a 5-year-old podcast on my hands, literally. Today, it was back in August. Let me look at the date. August 15th, 2017, that I posted a teaser video that I made on YouTube. It said Stranger Danger 9117. And in that time, it had a whole 23 views on YouTube. Wow. But I'll post a link to it. It's just a static picture that I took. I made the old logo of Stranger Danger, a static picture that I zoomed out to try to replicate the Stranger Things opening credits with the Stranger Things theme song. It was just kind of my way of announcing that there's a new podcast coming soon. And that was that podcast started 5 years ago today. Again, I want to thank... I want to thank Alan for the email, for the voicemail. I want to thank Isaac, Jax for the emails. I want to thank Watermelon for the iTunes review. And wouldn't you know it, I have one other person who said who wanted to give a happy anniversary to me.
Happy anniversary, Stranger Danger.
Thank you. Would you ever like to watch Stranger Things with me?
No, thanks.
No! But you love me, right?
Yes.
Well, you said that very confidently.
Folks, that was Mrs. Stranger Danger. Yes, I ran up to her with my recorder, and she just had her second day back from summer break. Exhausted, I was like, hey, do you want to say happy anniversary? And she does not want to be she did not want, she was like, okay, I'll do it. She did say she loved me though, right? You all heard it. So she doesn't watch Stranger Things. She loves her reality shows. I mean, if you could see the Bravo and TLC that's on my DVR, it's sickening. But I couldn't get her to watch Stranger Things, even though I think my niece was like, what, auntie, you don't? She's like, no, I don't. You should. So maybe someday I can get her to watch if I can convince my niece to convince her, because I clearly am not going to be able to do it. But thank you, Mrs. Stranger Danger. I love you too. And I love all of you, all you listeners out there that have supported this show for the past 5 years. And really, thank you to everyone who's just found it in the last year. I can't say thank you enough. So I'll stop. I'll stop. That's it. 5 years down and many, many years of Stranger Danger to come. So until next time, folks, you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Geek Mentality. The show is on Twitter at Stranger D Pod, and everything can be found at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. Until next time, my friends, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, Jason didn't get the hockey mask until part 3.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.